Let's get it popping.
It's okay. Yeah, I get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
Yo, hey, listen. All I've been doing rocking. Was listening to the fucking Yo, can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's that dude.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me.
I can hear you.
I'm a fool.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I want some full Mediterranean to be exactoid. Yo, I got the factoids. You gonna see me in the newspaper tabloids. Bang, bang, bong. I got the... Let me stop.
Playing games could like you? Asteroids.
Ooh. What you got? Asteroids is
wait, what was it? It was asteroids?
Yeah.
Watch an anime, you know that be Zoids.
Oh, but I don't rap. Only iPhone, no.
You
don't
even, you never even seen Zoids. You wasn't even around.
Shut
back
the
then. I dare you say it.
You ain't in it out.
He wasn't even around back then.
Huh?
He wasn't even around back then.
The track history is not good.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. Welcome back. And I hope everyone is doing well.
Hey.
How was your first week?
Who are you asking?
The people. I'm waiting for them to reply.
Oh. What is this? Like Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
What the heck? Oh, that's great.
Steve, I miss you.
I don't. You did me dirty, bro. How you gonna leave and then come back and apologize
you,
15 years later?
Are you on Team Hate Steve? Because I'm on Team Hate Steve.
I am.
Yeah, that guy sucks. What about you, Lorenzo? Do you support him?
I burned my hand desoldering a keyboard.
I hate your intro. I hate everything about your intro.
I didn't even watch Steve's apology.
It wasn't gross. I just sat there.
And,
Blues?
Yes, I did. But I sat there and like I looked at it and I was like, I'm too old. Like I don't care.
You weren't even born in 1966.
That was what are you talking about, Mr. Rogers?
No, his hat.
Oh,
this hat is
freestyle
from...
game crazy.
The people can't see that.
Well, I hope everyone is doing well. Welcome back to another episode. This week, we are doing... What are we doing? We're doing monthly mixtape.
Monthly mixtape.
For December. For December. We're doing monthly mixtape. This is the episode where we kind of list what we've been listening to in December, and then we create a playlist for y'all that you guys can listen to what we've been listening to. Of course, we had a little session where we put some songs on, and so we have an idea, and yeah.
Oh, that's what that was?
Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm Danko, and I'm joined with Lorenzo.
It hurts.
He burned his hand soldering.
it hurts, look.
I'm not paying somebody
Dude,
who burns their hand soldering.
Wait, no. What happened was, like, the desoldering gun, you have to, like, repump it, and when I went, I took out the solder, and then I went to go redo it.
Yeah.
And I did it too soon and it just shot out the solder that I just got. And I was like, well, next time we wait.
Now Lorenzo, half man, half machine.
Mega Man.
I have lead poisoning now.
And of course to my right, I have Lewis.
Mr. Sluvadubius.
Sluvadubius.
Pterodactyl dactyl man. I can't tell you how many times.
Pterodactyl dactyl man.
How many times I say that in my head.
How are y'all doing today?
I'm fantabulous.
Fantabulous? Bit good?
Great.
Good?
Yeah. Actually.
Except for the incident. I'm
sorry. This incident was a while ago.
You sounded like Stewie right now.
You good?
I'm just trying to be concerned for my fellow co-hosts.
I'm great. I had a lot of coffee.
B- band from chat does the same thing to me. I ask them how they do, and they're like, why would you want to know? And it's like...
Hey, you guys like water?
Yeah.
What's your favorite water?
Fiji.
Don't have one.
You lost. That was
no acid base.
What?
No acid base. There's no acid. It's not acidic. It's just basic water. Because some levels of water have more acidic than others, like smart water. It's the most acidic water out there, dog. Don't drink that. You won't find it on there.
Essentia is the best.
Okay.
It just tastes good.
I just like water. I don't think I have a preference. I've definitely
you like Arrowhead.
Yeah, I'm fine with Arrowhead. I hate you. See, yeah, I get that a lot. I don't know. It just Arrowhead tastes like warm? What? No, I don't drink any water warm. What does that mean? No, I like my water cold. But I don't care what type, because Arrowhead just tastes like childhood hose water, which I've been fine with.
What?
You ever drink out of a hose before?
I have. It does not taste like Arrowhead. Don't ever disrespect hose water. Don't ever do that again, bro. Ever, bro.
I don't know. I don't mind. I don't mind any of it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about what we were listening to in December. Monthly mixtape.
Monthly mixtape.
Hey, yo. I'll tell you this. Like, right now, I'm gonna just say a song right now.
Do it.
Better Off by Jeremy Zucker and Chelsea Cutler. Say something, Danko. I dare you. Because I feel like you got like some gripe against Chelsea Cutler. So like you know her personally.
What are you
like
trying to say? You better off without me? Is that what you're trying to say?
Listen to the song.
I don't want to.
Why? Because Chelsea Cutler's on it?
I have no beef against Chelsea Cutler.
Debatable.
Oh my god. It's debatable. Is that something you've been listening to in December?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that from the album or is it?
Nah, it's like a...
It's a shame.
That's a shame.
Guess I'll never get to it.
Is it? You're sickening. Nah, but it's from a... dang, I didn't know it came out this long ago. But it's from an EP from Jeremy Zucker that came out in 2018.
Okay.
So it's not just her. So you can listen to it. All right. She's on the last song. So you can.
I'll listen to her project. I'll give you my thoughts next month. How about that?
Deal.
Okay.
If it's anything.
All right.
That I don't like, I don't want to hear it. So like.
Well, luckily
you got to figure that out.
All right, you got it. Anything else you've been listening to?
I've been listening to a lot. That was just a song that I wanted to say. But okay. Justin Bieber, of course. This R&B group from the UK called Mike Lowry.
Is it really Lowry? Called Mike Lowry?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's wild.
Yeah, but their group is so sick.
Any certain projects or just like all of it?
I think they only have like one EP out, and then they just put out a bunch of singles. Mm-hmm. They have like one EP, and then they have live albums.
Yeah,
but it's usually just like the singles that I listen to. Mm-hmm. Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Backstreet Boys?
You know.
Feeling a little nostalgic?
Blast.
Oh.
Luke Castro. Joey Bad.
Joey?
Can I say it?
Yes, it's his name.
Joey Badass. You can edit that out. You can edit that out.
Do you feel relieved?
$$$.
Has Joey Badass done any new projects lately?
No. Me and my friend were talking about that. He was like, I need something from Joey Badass.
I remember watching him in that Cypher a long time ago. Mayday Parade?
Mayday Parade.
Again?
What do you mean, again? That's my favorite band, bro. They made me cry.
That's not your favorite band. Debatable.
You don't know that. It's my favorite pop, punk, alternative.
Okay, I know your favorite band.
It's not Taking Back Sunday?
I know your favorite band.
Bro, I will leave.
Okay. I know.
Taking Back Sunday, no.
Friendship Test? Friendship Test. I know your favorite band. Deftones. Ooh.
Okay, he passed. Danko, what's my favorite band?
Mayday Parade.
Look at that. Whoa.
See, I'm on the surface still. I'm on the surface level. It's okay.
Like a candle.
Like a candlestick.
You didn't have to do that at the last part, though.
What about you, Lorenzo? What have you been listening to this month?
I've been listening to quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Just a little bit.
I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a big Earl Sweatshirt fan, so I've been listening to 2010. What? That's like the only thing that's not different.
Yeah, wait, what? You're an Earl fan?
Earl fan.
Like for real?
For real, for real.
I had no idea.
Oh, dang. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I still need to listen to Adele. Sorry. Okay, that's off topic. I've been listening to Real Me by K-Camp featuring mm-hmm. Young Dolph. I'm not the biggest K-Camp fan, but sometimes his beats for our dance-wise go really hard. Like,
I don't even know. Like, I've seen the name, you know, but I don't know.
You know, Renegade.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay. He did that song. That song is, I'm tired of that song. But that beat, if you, like, from a dance perspective, that beat is super tight to dance to. It has a really good bounce.
I only know that song from Fortnite.
Oh, really?
So that's why I said ew.
What's it called? Real Me by King Camp. I think that song is really tight. I Hate You by SZA. I like SZA a lot.
No kidding.
2 Hours by Toby Lou. Mm-hmm. That's a sad song, but I've definitely been listening to it a lot.
That's a sad song.
Dude, have you heard the reason why it's called two hours? Like the first line, he's like, I've been crying, or it's been like 2 hours, and it's like, I've been crying for 2 hours, like immediately. Like, I was like, dang,
just,
yeah.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, I've been crying for 2 hours. I was like, dang. And then the next few set of songs are pretty much a bunch of songs suggested to me by Deshaun and Marshawn, the twins. Catalina by Pretty Sister. This album is really fun. I definitely like Convenience a lot. If you're into more of like the bouncier, happier song melodies and stuff, listen to Pretty Sister. It's a really good album. That's On You remix by Joyce Rice and Yumi. I don't know if it's Yumi or Umi. It might be Umi.
Probably.
Like Umi? Yeah, Umi. Joyce Rice and Umi, two Blasian women, sing extremely well. The song's called That's On You.
They sing like me.
Definitely not.
yeah, I've heard it.
Fafo by Zach Fox.
Zach Fox, Fafo.
This is one of my angrier songs that I definitely like listening to. In My Room featuring Abby the Nomad. In My Room, or the song is by Kary, Khary. Basically, he's saying he's kicking in his room. And I think I'm really more into like the softer melodies whenever I'm listening to songs by myself. It's kind of rare for me to like get hyped by myself mm-hmm. or get hyped in general. I'm a pretty monotoned person. What is it? Don't you ever give me that look ever again.
That's debatable.
Okay. Boyfriend Material by Gareth.T. My friend Jeremy showed me the song. It's a cute song. I really like the song. It's called Boyfriend Material. It's funny. It's cute. And then on the sadder songs, this is the song that I've been listening to the most recently. It's called Funeral by Lucas Graham. And mm-hmm. the song is basically saying how like welcome to my funeral. And like, yeah, like we could be sad or you can be happy that I lived so well with such great people. And that's why I really like the song. So I've been listening to Funeral a lot. I've definitely screamed it and lost my voice a couple times.
Is that a country song?
Huh? Is it a country song? No.
Okay. No, it's the album by Lil Wayne. Funeral.
But yeah, that's what I've been listening to. Listen to Funeral by Lucas Graham. Definitely.
Boom.
Maybe it's not a sad song. It's kind of upbeat, kind of sad, kind of really happy. Yeah. I don't know.
Like bittersweet hybrid.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of stuff. You mentioned Abby the Nomad. It reminded me that Abby versus the Universe had come out. He dropped the deluxe edition, which we talked about last episode that I hate, but
you know. look at you eating your words.
It's a good deluxe edition, though.
It's a good deluxe edition.
Eating your words.
I don't know. Taking Back Sunday, kind of. Every time I saw deluxe on Taking Back Sunday, I was like, I am over it.
Yeah, Abby versus the Universe is his newest album. I really dig this album. It's got a lot of different like genres into it, and he even does Rockstar with Earl Sweatshirt. No, not Earl Sweatshirt. Who does he do Rockstar with? Who's the other one?
Tupac.
No, not. Tupac. Vince. He did it with Code of the Friend. That's right. Oh. So, yeah.
Those are two way opposite. Well, I love Code of the Friend.
But, dude, Abby versus the Universe, he's got a lot of talent in this one. It's not just rapping. It's a lot of R&B and singing, and I appreciated it.
Wait, real quick. Who, Abby? You don't know Abby the Nomad? Oh, I just found out
is
who
he a producer? Does he like?
He's an MC essentially. Yeah. Okay.
But real quick, if you haven't you should go check out Code of the Friends music videos. They're not that great. They're probably like some of the laziest editing, but they're so good. It's so perfect, like the way he sounds. And then his music videos, go check him out.
If you see anybody doing that, they got it from him.
Yeah, for sure. Like, 1,000%.
No question.
I've been listening to People Under the Stairs again. I love People Under the Stairs. I'm sorry, but People Under the Stairs, I love People Under the Stairs. Acid Raindrops and LA Song are probably in my rotation. All of People Under the Stairs is amazing. Thess One and Double K. Yeah, so People Under the Stairs, Double K actually passed away last year, and he was a talented MC. I mean, both of them are. And People Under the Stairs, classic. Also been listening to Hus Kingpin and his album Portitious, which came out this year. A Killer's Quench is crazy good, and it's got a ton of features. There are a bunch of dudes from Pennsylvania. I really enjoyed that a lot. Also, I've been listening to Joseph Sumney, and his album Live from Black Alaysia is what it's called. His song Plastic. He's got a really nice voice, and these boys compared him to Daniel Caesar, which I can see. I can see that.
I didn't know such thing.
I definitely did, but it's really good.
You 100% did. I compared him to James Vincent McMorrow.
There you go.
Which is the original.
He precedes. Nas Magic. This fantastic album. Nas has been killing it last year, man.
Nas is bugging out, bro. Nas got to chill. Okay, you like pushing 50, bro. Relax.
You know what's crazy is sometimes I look at like Nas's discography, and it's not as like, you know, like he made such an impact already with like his first ever album that he's just like, he's like, I could put stuff out if I want to. You know, like, he's so set.
Like, it's weird, though. Like, in the hip-hop community, like, it's not really well-received. Mm-hmm. Just because, like with King's Disease, like, a lot of rappers are like, bro, like, why are you rapping to drill beats? Like, this is not you. Like, like, this is not your lane. And I understand that, but, like, I don't listen to Nas to catch a vibe.
Oh, true.
I listen to Nas to, like, learn how to rap better.
Yeah.
Just because, like, even though, like, he's doing weird stuff like that, he can still rap better than, like, a lot of people nowadays. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Magic is...
Shout out Nas. Give me a feature, bro.
Also, from the Griselda crew, I listened to Makami's new album, Balance Cho. It's Griselda. Like,
Griselda is cheating, bro.
It's starting to... I mean, they are cheating. Bro, they've got too many people.
Everybody that's, like, OD, Supercrew. Makami... they collab with Boldy James.
I mean, he's part of it now.
Rome Streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody that's just, like, killing it.
And then...
You just pick them up?
Yeah, they're just... Like, but they all have similar sounds, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, that just super gritty boom bap stuff. Like, that's... So it's tight.
I just imagine Griselda, anybody who's like killing it, the first album they come out, like the moment that they're done recording, like Griselda just like appears in the studio, and the producer's like sitting in the back, and Griselda's like, you're in.
Yeah, at the door.
They're like, you're in.
The last thing I listened to was actually West Side Gun released another Hitler Wears Hermes Sandals.
Bro, that honestly,
I think this is number 8.
Dude. Yeah.
So it was good.
I really had like a debate within myself
whether
that was gonna be my album of the year.
Oh yeah.
But like the only reason I didn't pick it was because it has so many features.
I mean, they all do, no? Except for like the first two.
Yeah, but like that's literally the only reason, because I'm like, is it like it's not fully really like his album? Like he has like the same people on like every song.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it was like a compilation, really.
Banger.
It's stupid.
Still fire. Banger.
Side B, right?
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah.
Two discs going crazy. Bro, it was stupid. Amazing.
You should have got me on it.
And then the last thing I listened to was Migos Culture 3. I don't like it the second time around. It was not good.
The first time though?
The first time I enjoyed it because...
Well, I just didn't know how that worked. I'm sorry.
The first time I liked it because it's like, different. It's Migos. Like, you know what Migos is gonna be. You know?
I didn't even know they were still like doing that.
Yeah, they released it this past year, and I liked it the first time because it's better than the other cultures, and I'm warming up to Migos. But the next time I listened to it, which was like in December, I was like,
wait,
it's kind of just the same. Than
Culture One?
Yeah. Yeah,
impossible.
It is.
Impossible, bro.
It is. I think it's better than Culture One. I think it's better than Culture both two? Combined. Culture Two was nothing. Ignore it.
I don't even remember it.
No. Culture Three has a lot of good features
Culture
in it.
Culture One, though? What?
I'm just telling you, man. Listen to it. Listen to
skirt.
It.
Dude, nah, there's no way, bro.
The more we do this podcast, I realize that I don't really like have albums. Like I have like just songs. I just have like literally like this is the Lucas Graham one and I just have Funeral. And I was like, dang, maybe I should listen to the whole album.
And then in a nerdy realm of the world, I listened to the Pokemon Rivals Cypher, which is ran by Mega Ran, who's a really popular nerd hip hop artist. He does stuff with WWE. He
can rap, though.
Yeah. He just did the Final Fantasy VII remake album. That was really good. He did a rival cypher with a bunch of different artists, and it goes off, honestly, when it comes to nerd culture. And I really like that. I'll probably add it. It's like 6 minutes long, but the cyphers, man, really good. I really enjoyed it. But that's pretty much it. That's pretty much what I listened to in December. So, boom.
I've been listening to myself a lot.
Uh-huh.
And yo, like, I'm pretty good, bro. I'm pretty good. Not gonna lie.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, hey. I don't know.
When's Stray Dog Strut 2 coming out?
Like, never.
So like,
I'm not a sad boy no more.
Oh, no more?
I woke up.
I'm just not talking because I've always thought Lewis was a good rapper, but he, but every time I say it, he's like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, listen. My opinion on myself is going to change by tomorrow.
It's going to change in the next 5 minutes. That's usually how it goes.
As soon as this podcast episode is over, I hate myself.
I'm trash.
I suck.
I'm going to quit. I got to do better.
But that's the December monthly mixtape. There will be a playlist up with this link.
That was a great transition.
No,
I forgot what we were talking about.
Of course, there'll be a playlist with all of the stuff we talked about, and it'll be shuffled in a random order. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Shout out to the Working On It Network. We have a lot of different podcasts with a lot of different voices. We have the Chit Show podcast, which is Leo, who does pop culture and news. We've got Banned From Chat with Brantley and Vaughn. That is our nerd culture podcast. And we're having a lot of fun over there. They revived just like us. We have Solarian Girls with Candace and Brittany, where they go over their favorite book series. That should actually be starting around the time this episode comes out, but we'll see. And then we, of course, shout out to us. Why not?
Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
Shout out to Mediterranean food, bro.
Oh, dude, that's what God. I'm saying, bro. I want some Greek food. Bro, oh, I'm with it.
That shawarma pizza from Olives.
Oh my God, what?
I should get that.
Wait,
is it still open?
No. Wait, what's today? I don't know. Saturday?
Maybe.
They probably still open.
It's 7. It's 7-Eleven.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because if they were closed, I'm going to cry.
Dude, a shawarma pizza? That sounds dang.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's literally chicken shawarma on top of pizza.
Oh, it's chicken.
You can. I'm pretty sure you can take out the chicken, like, to ask them without chicken.
I'm on a new level.
You could probably tell them to put on the different, like beef or something.
No, he's vegetarian.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe. Wait, can you like, ask for, like, cauliflower or something? I mean, if they have it,
but you could probably put rice on that.
Oh, you could put rice on it.
You could probably put rice on it or something.
Dude, rice?
They'll probably do it for you too.
A pizza?
Yeah,
dude, it's hefty.
Stop playing.
It's got the spices and everything, dude. I don't think it has any sauce either. It's just the cheese and it's delicious.
No, I was trying to get Popeyes tonight. So
there you go.
I'm cool.
But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. I hope everyone has a nice day, and we'll see you next week on the Entitled Mixtape.
You hurt?